Okay, Shalom Aleichem everyone, from the way please. And let us begin. Okay, I will go over it all, and it'll be, okay. The board is like this. Okay, I want to go through the sugya carefully, precisely, and we'll see where things take us. Okay, we have Lishna Kama, we have Lishna Basra. Lishna Kama is very, very straightforward. And Lishna Kama tells us it does not address the case of Issa at all. Issa is not addressed in Lishna Kama. So that's why we have that X. And when it comes to Lishna Kama, when it comes to Behema, so the Gemara says if you can go ahead and get rid of the king with cash and you can pay him off, then he's not really, he has no chelik in the Behema, and therefore you are chayav in the midst of Bechorah. Lo motzi masalik, if you cannot go ahead and get rid of him, then he has a chelik in the animal, and therefore you are potter in Bechorah.
Well, you say king, you only know where Rashi, right?
A king, a guy, whatever. I'm learning Rashi. Gentile, the foreign influence, yes. Okay, that's Lishna Kama. Lishna Basra has, now import, what brought Lishna Kama to this approach? What brought Lishna Kama to this approach was conflicting brisas. We have one brisa, we have Tanya, one brisa says Chayeves, and another brisa that says Turas. You have two conflicting brisas, and the way the Gemara resolves those conflicting brises is the chilek between matzi masalik and lo matzi masalik. Ad kan, Lishna Kama, straightforward, clean, simple. That is Lishna Kama, and we spent some time discussing that yesterday. We then move to Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra interjects another variable into our conversation, that is the sugya of Issa. Okay? And the Gemara basically says, when it comes to Issa, you are always going to be chayiv, whether matzi masalik or whether lo matzi masalik, you're going to be chayiv. When it comes to the hema, whether matzi masalik, whether lo matzi masalik, you're going to be potter. And then the Gemara wants to know, in Lishna Basra, so what then is the difference between Issa, Arnona, and Behema, Arnona? So Behema is like Kala, Issa less like Kala. We're going to learn like Rashi right now. Is there a kol or is there not a kol? So on a Doraisa level, is there any fundamental difference between Issa and Behema?
No.
Say no. I like no. No is correct. No, there's no fundamental difference. Why? Because according to Lishna Basra, you have some kind of outside goyish entanglement in this Issa or in the Behema. Since you have that entanglement, Mi'ikra din, you are potter. However, when it comes to Behema, does everyone know about this entanglement?
Yes.
Everyone knows about the entanglement. Since everyone knows about the entanglement, so therefore, we'll go with the Ikar HaDin. When it comes to Issa, however, the entanglement is not known by everyone. And therefore, what's my neighbor, my nosy neighbor, going to see? She's seen me bake bread in my house, working on the dough, and I don't even mafresh challah. And all of a sudden, my nosy neighbor is going to start speaking Lashon Hara about me, and start gossiping and engaging with Rechilos, and because of Les Lekalos, so Mi de Rabbanan, because of Maris Ayin, you have to go ahead and be Mafrish, and that is how seemingly Rashi learns the
Sukkah.
Ma? Be Doraita, Mi Kevan She Yesh, Echarim Entanglement. Meuravut, yafeh. Yesh tarayves. Meuravut shel goy betoch ha'isa, betoch ha'behema. Lachen, turim mi bechay. Ken, nachi. Ma taras aladi.
If there's tax, how can you have a case where there's no coal?
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
Everybody knows about it. Everybody's bread is taxed.
What?
Not just yours.
I understand. I understand.
I know so many people who loophole through tax systems.
There is a tax.
You gotta befriend them when they're old. Nancy teaches us. You gotta befriend them when they're old.
I mean, even if they get around it, there's still a Yad Goy and the what's it called?
No, I think it's because it's so public that you have that animal, they know you're not going to be able to evade the tax. Everyone sees your animals, they see that the government's going to know about it, you can't get around. But bread and the privacy of your own home?
There's a lot of things that could be unknown. In other words, whether it's the din of Ariso Seichem, by bread, whether it's the fact that I can hide it more. What?
Not everybody knows that.
Not everyone knows that. Okay, I don't want to deal with that question.
It's a mitzvah.
I don't want to deal with the question. Guys, I just want to explain why I don't want to deal with the question. I just want to, on a methodological level. So Nachi is asking a technical, hey, come on, everyone knows it. The Gemara is making an assumption of you. You don't like the assumption? You don't have to like the assumption. I can't compel you to like the assumption, but I'm going with the assumption that Gemara is making, and that's the chiddush Gemara is making. Whether it's you like it, you don't like it, whether you think it's everyone knows taxes, everyone not, are you aware of the 14% petroleum tax in Kansas for farmers who own tractors above 2 tons? Are you aware of that? Not everyone knows every tax in the world.
That's a thing? He was a tax lawyer.
Okay. Now, step number one, gentlemen, let's go. Elisha, let's go.
Not everybody there is dressed.
Shmuddy. Okay. Step number one, small point, but maybe it creeps up a little later, so let's get it done. Sounds like there's not a stark difference between Issa and Behemah Lishna Basa Dindrabanan because of whether there's a coal or not. Now, in Lishna Kama, we got to this distinction between Matzi Masad, Lo Matzi Masad because we have conflicting brisos. One brisa says Chayevis, one brisa says Ptura. So how does Lishna Basra deal with a brisa by Bechoros that says that the Bechor Behemas Arnona is Chayv? You have a price, it's Chayv. And now we're saying, Mikra Adin, it's Pat. So how does that dealt with? So the Rishonim have three approaches. And they're all difficult on some level, which highlights the challenge of this Kasha. But if you look at Rashi, Isas Arnona Chayeves, Rashi, after describing this din of Maris Ayin and Kol, Rashi at the end, which most of you missed until I forced you not to miss it, Rashi says, V'hodi Tanya Chayeves. What about the Bryce that says Chayeves? Rashi says, the Isahu de Tanya. So this Bryce that says, blank Arnona is Chayev. Chayev is not talking about what? Behemoth Arnona. It's talking about Isas Arnona. And that is how Rashi deals with this problematic Brisa in Lishna Basra. Says Taisus. Either Hamaskel Behemoth Arnona. Vehoditanya Chayeves Perisha Kuntrus. Degabe Isa Tanya. So Rai quotes Rashi. Vikoshal Rashba. What are you talking about? Daha Gabe Behema Tanya Behenya Bitosefta. Dechayeves Bibichora. Rashi can't pull that move because the Tosefta, which is what's being quoted over here, is explicit. What Masechet is it in? Bichoros. And what does it say? Behema. chayavas. Tanya behed b'tosefta chayavas b'chora. And there's another tosefta in Maseches Chala that says Isa Tanya. Isa Sarnona chayavas b'chala. Afal gav delomatzim esaligle. So Tosa says Rashi's untenable. It's an untenable pshat. It's very, very dochuk to say such a thing. And therefore, Tosa says something that we also, some of us don't like, but it is what it is. The is svarim degarsi is that there are alternative texts, manuscripts of the Shas. And if you look at those alternatives, they say Girsas de Garsi Behemus Arnona. What does our Gemara say? Listen, Basa. Behemus Arnona. No.
Petura.
Behemus Arnona. Read the words.
Change it.
Read the words. Behemus Arnona Petura Mina Bechora. Af Al Gavde Matzi Masalik. Af Al Gavde Matzi Masalik. Says Tosis. Wrong gears. Rather, behemas arnona ptura min ha bechora vehu delamatzi mesalikle. As long as
you can't change it.
As long as you cannot mesalikle bezuzah. As long as you cannot pay off, then pot. In other words, I'm going to make a little column over here because I'm really happy about this chart. So in other words, this is Rashi, which is going to be Girsatenu, and then Rashi is going to make a move over here and say this Brisa that says Chayev is talking about Isa. Okay, that's Rashi. Tosis, this is Tosis's move. What is Tosis's move over here? Is that in a case of Behema, Mutzi Mesalek, what's the halacha?
Change Girsas.
Is Chayev. Minatorah. Why? Because you can get rid of the guy. And in a case of Lo Matzi Mechalek, then Turah. You got it? In which case, according to the Bali Atosos, is there Machlokas L'Shabbas L'Shakama?
No.
Be careful. Yeah, where's the machlokes? Yeah. What's new in Lishna Kama? Lishna Shabasa. The answer is Isa. Lishna Kama, Lishna Basa, Behema. Same exact halacha. And the difference in the contribution of Lishna Kama is teaching us about Isa. Clear?
That Isa is.
That Isa has this factor of Lishna Kala, and therefore we did Maris Ayin, even in a case of. Even in a case of lo matzi mesalek, you're going to be chavi shemarasa.
In both cases.
I don't know. We'll get to that in a second. Ain't machloket ben lishna kama b'shabasa. Omer tells basof. The lefize mityashvot shtei abraitot. And achon. As in rak ha braita shnia mosifa hadin shel isa. Ha. Says the Meiri. The Meiri makes another move over here, which is pretty interesting. Again, I just say it to flesh it out. The Meiri. Davav Amud Aleph. Yesh Mefarshim. Oh. Yesh Mefarshim. Behemas Arnona, the Islay Kala, says the Meiri, is Chayeves. Behemas Arnona, the Isle Kala, is Chayeves in Bechor. What's Pshat? Is a call, therefore you are chayav? Yes, you are. Why? Shakol yodim sheyesh lo behema. Everyone knows they have behemos. Ve'ein yodim, but you know what they don't know? Sheyesh legoy chelek ba. But they don't know about the guy having a chelek.
How come?
About Isa. What about Isa? Less like Kaaba. They don't know that you have Isa, and therefore by Isa, what's the halacha?
You're
Potter. And by Behema, you are Chayav. Nachi asks me, what do you mean? How come they don't know about taxes? I don't care about that question. Love him dearly. What? It's an umda. Okay, right. And therefore, the Me'iri changes the girsa to produce Behema with coal is going to be Chayav. And again, reconciling that with this Brisa. I just throw that out as another third possibility, and now none of that is part of Shir today. That is all introduction, and now I want to begin the Shir. I'm unclear. At the end of the day, the Miri doesn't like this gears to change. He rejects it. I throw that out. That's more of a little tidbit. I don't know. He doesn't talk about that. It's a good question. I don't know what he talks about. How then he'll have to deal with this price. That says part. You're right.
I don't know, he doesn't say, so I can't know. Rashi, the Rashi doesn't say just Chayav as Tosfos. She's taking one word from a verse. Sammy, I love you dearly. You're right. Sammy,
you're right. But I don't need you to ask that kasha. Who asked that kasha? Tosfos asked that kasha. Rashi is what my point in this exercise. I wanted to explain why am I doing this here. My point in this exercise is just to highlight this problem and how far Rashi will go to. Is Rashi giving us a dachuk pshat? No doubt about it. But he is stuck. He is stuck. Yes, he knows how to learn. Remember what I told you? I said this once already. I'm going to say it again. When we have a challenge between text and svara, what wins? In Torah Shebaal Peh, svara wins. So you're right. There's a textual problem. And Rashi's going to say, okay, nu, what can I do? But I have a textual problem and I have to solve it. And that's how he solves it. Okay, Viker and Shatz. I want to move on. And I am moving on. Now, what I really want to address is the following issue. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to take away this. I don't want to play with your sauce. So whose world am I living in right now? Rashi's world. So I get rid of Tosis. I want to stick with our girsa in the Gemara. I shouldn't have done that, but okay. Which is Behema is like Kala Potter, and Isa Chai. Now, why is Isa Chai? Because Is Lay Ko. Now, Less Lay Ko. Less Lay Ko. Let's go here for a second. Does this Lishna Kama make sense to us all? Yeah. Are we comfortable with Lishna Kama? Does Lishna Kama make sense?
Yes.
What does Lishna Kama say? If I can go ahead and I can get rid of the guy by doing what? By paying money, then who's really the owner of this stuff? I am the owner of this stuff, and therefore I'm going to be chayav in the case of Behema, I'm going to be potter in the case of Lo Matzi Masarik. Okay, that makes sense. Does Lishna Kama talk about Isa? Does not talk about Isa. Okay. Now look over here. In a case of Matzi Masarik, could one argue rationally, take the position that Isa is chayev on a doraisa level? Would it be possible to take that position?
Yes, because based on...
Yes, based on what? Based on the simple logic of Lishna Kama. Logical listener comment says, like, Vimotzim is solid, then whose is it? It's all mine, and they're from Chayv in Bechora, and I should be Chayv in what? In Chala as well. And if that's true, and I think it could be true, where do I need the point of less like Chala, really? Where is that really necessary? That's going to be necessary in the case of Lo Matzim Asalik, where the din should be what? The din should be Potter. And why then by Chala am I Chayav? Because less like Kala, and therefore Mishum Maris Ayin Midrabbanan Am Chayav. Is that a fair reading of the Sukkah? It's a fair reading. Now what, I want to create a problem. That's what I want to do here. I'm here to create a problem. What problem do I create if I go with that reading? What problem do I create if I go with that reading? I've created a problem. And I'm looking to create a problem. I want to create a problem for pedagogical reasons. Yes, William.
How do you explain the difference between Isa and Behema?
In Lishna?
Both in between them.
In Lishna? To say the words. Don't say it with a question mark.
Basra.
With conviction. In Lishna, Basra. In a case of Masi Masalik, what are we saying the din will be by Isa? Yechai. Does that make sense? Yes, how do I know? From the logical Shankam. Well, if that makes sense, then why should it be that Behema is what? Is Pot. Is Pot. After all, Shankama makes sense. And we're suggesting that would even be true Lishna Basra by Isa, which means why then on a Doraisa level are we treating Isa different than Behem? Now, why am I creating this problem? I'm creating a problem because I believe the answer to the problem is 100% true. And I just want to kind of elucidate and highlight the point with this kasha. Okay? You with me? That was the only sensitive part of this year. The rest of the year is going to be easy schmeezy. But that's the only sensitive part that, like, I'm making a little bit of a leap, creating a problem to develop a core distinction between Isa and Bechor.
It's using Chase's Svara?
Correct.
That's before correct. The answer.
Well, that's where I'm headed.
They're using Raja's
question.
What
question is based on this? That any time, is any time that it's yours.
Which makes sense. In other words, the svara right. makes sense. In other words, why should it
That's
be?
That's why you should ask the question.
I'm asking Akash over here. This is basically the problematic box. Why should it be that by Behema Sarnona, when you can be Misalik Begai Bezuze, why should it be that? Your pot. Does he have a right in your animal?
Yeah, right now.
Seems the answer is lechor or not. The answer is lechor or not. I can get rid of him. Lishakama makes the point. What's the difference in Lishan Basa, Shakama, this point? And perhaps what's the difference in Isa and Behem? Okay, so to answer this question, I'm going to go, now the rest is easy, okay? And I'm going to answer it very simply with a yisod, with the basic yisod. Let me develop a little bit further, and then I'll come back and I'll wrap it together, okay? Okay, Rabos, I asked you to take a look at the Gemara Bava Metzi. And the Gemara Bava Metzi is absolutely crucial, A, to understand the little toast that we have in Adaf, which is a very, very juicy little tesis, and then to understand the entire sugya of Bechor. By the way, just so you should know, is Bechor a Noeg Bezman Hazeh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually. Absolutely. Is Chala Noeg Bezman Hazeh?
Yes.
Absolutely. And if you guys have become farmers in the Golan over here and you raise cows, the cows have Kedushas Bechora. And you have a problem because they have, so you know what you do? You know what you do? You do Pesachim Da Vav Med Aleph. You find yourself a friendly Gentile and you sell him a chelik of your flock. And when you sell him a chelik of your chalap, now it's no longer exclusively sell Yisrael, and now it's part of the chametz. Just like you sell your chametz to a goy, before Pesach, you sell a chelek of your flock to the goy, and that's how they solve the problem of kedushas b'chor b'zman hazeh.
Does it apply to dogs and puppies?
Not dogs and puppies. It has to have kedushas korba. It has to have things that are a royal mitzvah. Okay. Not dogs and puppies. Okay. I don't want to talk about the pets. No. Okay, Rabosai, let's finish up. The Gemara Bav Mitzia. Open up your Bav Mitzias, please. Gemara Bav Mitzia introduces us to a new topic, although very, very related, called Nichsei Tzom Barzel. I'm going to illustrate very, very nicely and cleanly Nichsei Tzom Barzel. Okay, what's Nichsei Tzom Barzel? Basically, you transact a deal with someone else. You give them, let's say, animals. They agree to work with the animals, maybe produce babies, etc. They do all the work. The investor gives you the capital, the animal, the product, and then he expects, at the end of the term of the deal, 6 months later, a year later, full return of his asset or its fair market value plus a chelek of the profits.
It's like a bond?
Not a bond. It's like a bond. It's a classic investment transaction. Someone else is providing the capital, other people are providing the labor, and then the way you go ahead and make your money is by you get your back your capital, and then you get a chelek of the profits. Very simple. So the Gemara says, if you have a Jew and a Jew engaging in a Nichsei Tzom Barzel transaction, that is Osir. Why is that Osir? Because of Ribbis. Where is the Ribbis? So Jew 1, we'll call him Jew investor, Jew worker. Jew 1 gives the animal to Jew worker. Two worker works the animal, produces some babies, etc. At the end of the term, the animal goes back, plus 20% of the profits, and that is a classic ribbis-type transaction, and therefore it's aser min hatov. Now, the reason it's ribbis, says the Gemara, very important, is because when two worker gets the animal is halachically considered to be now in his rishus to do as he pleases. He has borrowed the animal, and it's now in his reshus. Therefore, when the vlados are produced, the babies are produced, who is really the owner of the babies? The Jew worker. And now when he returns those babies, a portion of them back, that is called halachically interest and yerchayiv in ribbis. That is the case. Look at the Gemara right now. The Gemara says, lememra. That means to say, Birashusa de Mekabel Kaimi. That means that the animal is now in the Rishus of the Mekabel. It's in the Rishus of the recipient. And that, says the Gemara, is a problem. And it's a very sharp kasha that's being asked by the Gemara. Viraminu. Ha Mekabel Tzom Barzel Min Hanochrim. So let's change the case. You have a goy and a Jew. Are they allowed to engage in some barzel transaction?
Yeah.
No ribbis problems. So the goy gives the Jew the animal with its own barzel deal. Vlados pturim min ha-bechora. So the offspring are going to be potter from bechor. Says the Gemara, that's a problem, that's a contradiction. Why is that a contradiction? Because in the Ribbis Sugya, who are we saying is the owner of the animal right now?
Jew worker.
So now, who should be the owner of the animal over here?
Jew worker.
It should be Jew worker. If a Jew worker is the owner of the animal, then what's the halacha? It should be chayiv in Bechorah. So if you tell me it belongs to Jew worker, so then it should be what? It should be chayiv in Bechora. Yet what does the Gemara tell us?
Potter.
It's Potter in the Bechora. So the Gemara is bothered by this question. Let's flip to the end of the Gemara. So the end of the Gemara says as follows. End of the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. Idi v'idi. Oh. Yeah. Vegabe Bechoros. Hainu Tam. Devlados Purmin Abachora, Cave unto Elo Yahiv Zuze, Osi Nachri, and Tuf is Lebehema. Vilo Mishkachle, Lebehema, Tuf is Lehu Vlados. Vavale Yad Nachri Beemsa, Bechol Yad Nachri Beemsa, Potter Min Habachor. Remember what I spoke about yesterday? I mentioned the Rashi over there by us. He uses terminology. Yad Nachri Be. So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer? Does the Jew have to pay back to the guy? Yes. Yes. Pay back cash. Cash money. That's payback. That's good. Let's say he doesn't pay back cash money. Then what happens?
Gives him the animal.
Then the guy is going to go after the animal. Okay. But let's say the animal, Ari Fear, has been shechted. There's no animal left. Then what's the guy going to go after?
More money?
Then he's going to go after the babies. So does the guy have a tertiary right to seize babies?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, if he has that access, that's called what? That's called Yad Nachri Be'emsa. Now I ask a question. Does the guy have any form of bilus in the Vlados? Does he have any form of shutfus in the Vlados?
No.
I believe the Gemara is very, very meduyic and very purposeful. He has no bilus. He has no shutfus. He has some amorphous thing that I call entanglement with the Vlados. I'm using that word purposely. It's not a defined word. It's a loose word, but I think it is exceptionally descriptive. And the chidush of the sugya of Bechora is all you need is some kind of goy entanglement, and that generates Torah. So by nichsei tzom barzel, since the goy has access to what? To the vlados, even if it's only on a tertiary level, that means he's mixed into these bechoros, and when he's mixed into the bechoros, that's sufficient to generate Peturim. 1 second. Who's the owner of the animals? The Jew. Who's entangled in the vlados? The guy. Now, this concept is going to produce a kash and tos, we'll get to in a second. Before we get to the kash and tos, let's go back to what we started with. Rabosai, why is it, according to my reading of the Gemara, by Isa, if you're Motzi Misalek Bezuzay, what's halacha? You're chayv min haTorah. But according to Lishna Basra, even if you're matzi misalek by behema, you're pater. Why should that be? Be careful, Think before you speak. Yes, Mr. Naftali.
Because in the second Lashon, the guy never actually had a hold on it. Before he actually got a hold on it.
No, you give me Tysus. You're ahead of me. I'm not ready for Tysus yet. Shmuel?
You make a comment that.
I called on you, not the Meiri.
Isa is splittable. So, yes, he's entangled, but he's entangled in his own portion of it.
You can speak, be cleaner. Keep it clean.
It's possible that by Isa, you can't pay back with the bread itself?
It's entangled even on a tertiary level, just like you were saying before.
Since it's a probe level chip by Andrew Sargarna, even the ability of Matsu to sell it doesn't take it away.
I'll read your questions.
Tell me, where do we have a concept of entanglement?
By Behemoth.
That's only by Behemoth. Have you seen any din of entanglement by Issa? This notion of Yad Nochri Be'emsa is a unique halacha in Bechorah. Does not require Bailus, does not require Shutfus. All you need is entanglement. You know what Issa requires? Issa requires to be putter in the midst of challah. The pasuk says, "Ariso say, chem." It has to be
yours.
Once the guy has a what? Has a bona fide right in the Issa, then what's going to be the halacha? Then you putter. But if all he has is what? Is entanglement, but not a bona fide, present, current interest in the Issa, then you're going to be chai. So in other words, if you can be mesalik him, if you can be mesalik him, if Matzi mesalik, what's the din, Rabosai? By Issa. Chai, why? Because what is the guy's right over here? He doesn't have a right in the Issa. What does he have a right in?
Money.
He's right in money, not in the Issa. Therefore, you're chai. However, Lishna Basa says you're going to still be puttering what? In Bechorah. Why? Because even though he has no rights, but can he access your Bechorah? Can he access your Bechorah if you don't pay up? If you don't pay up, is the king going to access your Bechorah? He's going to access your Bechorah. That already is sufficient to be called Gentile entanglement. And that will generate a tour of Bechorah. Which leaves us with one final problem. One final problem. And the last problem, which again, I'll take your question on this point in a second. But the last problem we are left with, which Tosas solves for us very, very sharply, is by Nichsei Tzom Barzel. What's the yesod that we see? What's the major, major yesod? Hello? Yad Nachri. Ba'emsa generates a p'tur b'chorah. Yes? That's what we see. How is that going to jive? That's a Gemara. How will that jive with Lishna Kama, where we said if it's Matzi Mesale Bezuze? Yes? Matz misab zuzu, what's halacha? Yechad. Isn't that a case of Yad Nachri be'emsa? Satosa says something very good, very clean, very smooth. There's two types of Yad Nachri be'emsa. Two types. Leah, you had to lunch, huh? You had to lunch. Just confirm it.
Out to lunch.
That's an expression.
It's a New York expression.
It means that you're spacing
out. You're on the beach.
Spacing out.
You're on the beach. What?
Yes.
Is that how they say in L.A.?
No, not all, but like... I hear you.
You hear me?
Saying good.
I am saying good.
Sure. Oh my God.
That's for sure. I'm saying very good. Yeah, what about you?
Still in Greece.
Okay, one second. So says Tosas, what's the difference between the case of Nichsei Tzom Barzel and Behemas Arnona? In the case of Nichsei Tzom Barzel, when you go ahead and can get rid of the guy with cash.
Or murder. Sorry.
When you can get rid of the guy with cash, what's the halacha? Are you chayv in Bechor or Pater Bechor? You are Pater Bechor. Whereas by Behemoth Arnona, if you can get rid of the guy with cash, are you chayv in Bechor? You're chayv in Bechor. What's the split?
Because
what's the difference? Says Tosas. Ayin Sham, yes?
Because by
correct. Tosas says, what is the starting point? Where did this animal start? In Nichsei Tzom Paras, where did it start? It started by the guy. The guy gave it to you. But does he have a right to it? Does his arm still reach that animal and its offspring? Yes. So therefore, he is still what? No.
Entangled?
He's entangled. He's entangled in what? In the behema and its bloodos. Because where did it all start? It started with him, so his tentacles. His tentacles are still... What? I didn't say... I said... What? His tentacles.
We have horns, they have tentacles.
His tendrils are still
so
ensconced on the behema and the bloodos. But in the case of behemas arnona, where did the animal start?
It's not about me. The Jew.
It's by the Jew. The guy
is reaching his
has what?
Right,
he
money.
Might have tertiary access to the behema. Can I deflect him?
Yes.
Yes. Matzila salgay bezuze. And therefore, in such a scenario, that does not qualify as entanglement. And that, Rabosai, is the hematosis. And that is the suggestion. Questions, comments, Sammy?
But in Tosas, it seems like he's saying, like I was talking to you before about Rav Asai, right? There's an aspect of, because you have the ability...
It's not lemafreya. I don't like lemafreya. I don't like that word. Tosas says that the reach, the present day reach of the guy is, the history here is relevant, yes.
So, back in the Gemara, it seemed to be that we were saying that lemafreya, that this concept doesn't really work.
The word lemafreya is...
Okay, when we're saying the concept of...
This is not a lemafreya issue.
Okay,
that's, again, I think you're hooked on that word, and it's messing you up. No, what I'm saying is... even while it's in the hands of the guy, in the hands of the Jew, in Nichsei Tzom Barzel... It's essentially, you know, the guy has, as I say, he's got, I don't want to say the words shutfus, I don't want to say that word, but he's got interests. He's got zechuyos in the behemah.
If we're saying that the God Nachli begins from God's point.
In other words, his Yad Nachli is now because of the history. Shmuel,
how do we differentiate between Isa and Behemoth? I didn't understand it.
The difference is Isa is a din of Bailo Shutfus ownership.
Yeah.
And therefore.
And Mushroom Asalik.
And therefore.
Yeah.
And therefore. If the guy has right Shutfus ownership, then that's going to be mafkia, the din of Chal.
What does Mushroom Asalik
mean? Mushroom Asalik means he has no rights. He has no rights to Isa. He has no rights to Isa. He has rights to, I have to pay him money. I have to pay him money,
but
he has no right in the Isa.
I can't pay him money.
Then I have to pay him the Isa. But he doesn't have a right in the Isa. Matzim Asal means I owe him money. I have a debt to him, a financial debt, which I can satisfy with cash, or with a shirt, or with a loaf of bread. But my liability to him is a cash liability.
According to Lishrasa, Musa Masalik doesn't mean that?
What?
According to Lishrakama, Musa Masalik doesn't mean
Lishrakama,
that.
Lishrakama, it means that. It does mean
that. That means that you're saying Behema.
By Behema, Musa Masalik is Chayiv in Bechor.
Why?
Because I don't owe him a Behema. I owe him money. And the Haraya.
Why is it Putter?
Lishabasra. That's what we're saying. Lishabasra, according to what we're saying now, Lishabasra is working with a new thesis. The thesis of Lishabasra is a Yad Nachri Be'emsa thesis. It's a list. You don't need to come on to Yad Nachri Be'emsa and Lishnakam. You don't need it.
So what is Matzim Salah explaining?
Matzim Salah is saying why you are potter, why you chayv in Bechor.
Because
you're...
Yadnach is not Be'emsa.
Yadnach is not Be'emsa, right.
So, and why you potter? Yadnach is not Be'emsa.
No, but that's the machlokas. You listen to Basra and listen to Kama. That's the machlokas. Listen to Basra and listen to Kama. According to this reading, listen to Kama and Basra are arguing by Behema in a case of Matzim Masalah. Is that called Yad Nachri Be'emsa?
And Behema, are they arguing in what is Matzim Masalik doing?
I think they're arguing on... No, they're arguing also... There's certainly machlokas in Bosh Tekan Shabbos and Behema.
Sure. Yeah, but it's because of machlokas in Matzim Masalik.
How do you understand...
So what's an offering to Matzim Masalik?
According to... Does that qualify? Matzim Masalik, is that considered to be Yad Nachri Be'emsa, yes or no? Is that called Yad Nachri Be'emsa? Now, why would it be Yad Nachri Be'emsa? Again... One more time. You could argue that it's only Yad Nachri Be'emsa because it's a case of Be'emes Arnona. What's Be'emes Arnona's Chidush? Where did this all start? It started as Behemas Yisrael. Since it's Behemas Yisrael and Matzi Mesalek, so the Nachri has no Shaykhus to it. That's not called Yad Nachri Be'emsa.
That's
Lishnakam. That's Lishnakam. Lishnabasa will tell you, might tell you. Right. I don't care where it started. It doesn't make a difference where it started. Bottom line is, does the Nachri have tertiary access? He does. And therefore, you're potter.
So according to Lishnabasa, there's no question from Bava Metzia.
That's correct.
And Bahisha Yochayev.